just have missed it. So I've self-medicated and I've constantly stated assembly line mentality is no way to heal a human being. She laughed a little and then she said it might go over well if you cared about anyone else but yourself.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 195. I am your host, Sid Satter. Started things off this week with a track by the Dead Girls, and that song is called She Laughed a Little, and that is the A-side of the band's new 7-inch, which was just released on Rocket Heart Records back in December. That's a band from Kansas City, not sure which side of the state line they claim, but they are definitely Kate's favorite band in town, but you wouldn't really know it from that song. I think live they're a totally different band with so much more power. We caught them last Friday at the Record Bar, and they put on a fantastic show, and you can find coverage from that, photos, videos, and the like on the Too Much Rock website. Coming up next, I have a track from Deer Tick. This song is called Miss K.
Well, don't you wait and let time put those bags under your eyes. Put your bag in your hand and run with me. Just to know you this close, darling, I nearly choked. Can't you see you can't have all my tomorrows? Come on, Miss K, wrap your loving arms around me. Talk dirty, turn me on, let's get going. Surprise! Hey!
Except to the unsinkable, that's domino. Animal sound, trumpets, wimpy crowds, hello. Silence will sink the carpet, saints will drink and move too slow. They'll be too drunk to know. Beyond our own abilities, a nuclear facilities is where the search team found him. It's where we'd like to meet you. The water is undrinkable, except to the unsinkable. That's domino. So be light and unsinkable. Make disbelief unthinkable.
Another wonderful blast of power there from Guided by Voices. That song is the unsinkable Fats Domino, and that's out on the new, yes, new album, Let's Go Eat the Factory, which will be out January 24th on their own Guided by Voices label. That song is the only song on the album written by the entire band. Everything else is either an affair of Tobin Sprout or Robert Pollard. And of course, Robert's a very busy man. You heard his Boston Spaceships project in my top five songs of 2011, and you'll hear more from him this year as there's a solo album about to come out. So, busy, busy man. Before that, we heard Deer Tick with the song Miss K. That is on the album Divine Providence, which came out last year in October on Partisan Records. That is a fantastic album. It lives somewhere between the band and the Replacements, and if you listen to the whole album, you'll find out that's exactly where it lives and understand what that means. But right now, you can just scratch your heads and trust me on that one. Let's see. I guess I should get some business out of the way and let you know how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music. I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's really that simple. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully, I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I've got more music here for you. This is a band from Minnesota somewhere. The band's name is Halloween Alaska. This track is called Analog.
Come This was for real, I already bought the
Did you recognize that one? That is Deacon Blues, as done by the Darcys. Originally, that is a Steely Dan song, and that is on the Darcys' new album, Aja, which is a song-for-song covering of that 1977 Steely Dan album. They cut out a bit of the jazz, I think, and add a bit more sparse deconstructionism in there. But I'm kind of a fan of that, so I may go out on a limb on that one. You can pick that up on Arts and Crafts Record January 24th, so keep your eye out for that one. Before that, Halloween Alaska with the song Analog. That's on the band's album All Night the Calls Came In, which was released last summer sometime, I guess last fall, August 30th. On Amble Down Records. They are on tour now, playing with Other Lives. At least they will be here in town, and it's one of the shows I'll be covering. I've got a few things coming up. Curiously, I'll be covering the Emily Autumn show on the 25th. February 2nd, Cowboy Indian Bears playing a great show at the Jackpot with some other fans. On the 6th, Halloween Alaska. Coming in the 11th, Craig Finn from the Hold Steady at the Record Bar. 4th of July on the 24th at the Brick. Junius on the 26th at the Jackpot. And then I guess that does it for February for me. I'm out of town for a few weeks in Hawaii. Yes. Pity me in the sad shows that I'll miss while I'm sitting on black sand beaches. Well, I see I'm out of time and out of sympathy, so I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or you can find me on social media at all the normal places. Twitter is Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things off this week with a track by Black Fortress of Opium. This is a band out of Boston who have been trading in the, I don't know, somewhat gothic, bluesy, raw thing. So I don't know, maybe Nick Cave, maybe Grinderman, and even some hints of the more theatric, including, not so surprisingly, Dresden Dolls, who they share a drummer with. The song I'm going to play is called Southern Hymnal, and it kind of, I don't know, feels like Tom Waits to me in a lot of ways. The album's called Stratospherical, and it'll be out in March, a self-release record there, so you got plenty of time to be excited about this one, and I think there'll be videos leaked ahead of time, so keep an eye out for the band. Thank you very much for listening. We're going to end things off here. This is Black Fortress of Opium. Thank you.
Strange clicks in the room like a ghost, and I